A mass trial is underway in the southern Yugoslav city of Niš. 145 ethnic Albanians are accused of attacks on Serb forces in Kosovo during last year's NATO bombing campaign. They are among some 2,000 Kosovar Albanians arrested by Serb forces on charges of terrorism and transferred to prisons in Serbia in the waning days of the Kosovo conflict. Reporter Jackie Rowland is in Yugoslavia's capital, Belgrade. Is this the first trial of ethnic Albanians now incarcerated in Serbia?
No, there have been other trials, but this one is notable because of its sheer size. It really is a mass trial of very big proportions, 145 people, all of them men, most of them young men, accused of taking part in terrorist activities in Kosovo before the conflict and before NATO took control of the province. But before this, in recent months, we have seen the trial of quite a number of prominent leaders of the ethnic Albanian community in Kosovo, a couple of whom have been convicted of terrorism and have been given prison sentences of up to 15 years.
What kind of activities are they accused of?
This particular group now are accused, amongst other things, of carrying out attacks on police officers, members of the security forces. They're accused of having killed a number of police officers and wounded others. Basically, when you see on the charge sheet the word terrorist activities, it's a kind of code that indicates the authorities believe that these men were members of the rebel Kosovo Liberation Army.
Will other jailed ethnic Albanians in Serbia face trial?
There are as many as 1,500 Kosovo Albanians who were brought up into Serbia at the end of the Kosovo conflict. It's not known exactly how many there are. Some of them have been released. Some, as I said, have already been put on trial. But I think that the plan is slowly for them all to be put on trial. But from a human rights point of view, many of these people are being held in jails for months and months on end without actually being told the reason for their incarceration. So clearly, people's civil liberties really are being abused here.
Are there human rights monitors or international observers on the scene?
There are indeed a number of independent human rights lawyers are taking part in the defense in this trial. There's a team of 20 lawyers defending this group of Albanian men. There are also human rights monitors, both from international organizations and from local human rights groups. The attitude of those human rights attitudes to this case is that it's a political trial. They say President Milosevic is using these kind of political trials to try to cover up the tragedy, they say, which he caused in Kosovo. They maintain that this group of Albanians are innocent civilians who weren't involved in terrorist activities and who were, in effect, kidnapped from the streets of their hometown.
They have international defense attorneys?
No, it's a team of local attorneys, but many of them are very well qualified and very well practiced in precisely this kind of trial. A team has gone down to Belgrade from the Humanitarian Law Center, which is human rights legal base, which receives, I believe, funding from various organizations. They have a lot of experience in defending people in human rights cases. And obviously, they have the kind of intimate knowledge of the Serbian law that foreign attorneys probably wouldn't have.
Reporter Jackie Rowland in Belgrade.